All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be here on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Baby, while I'm doing some technical difficulties really quick, just making sure all my stuff, can y'all hear me correctly? I think we good. All right, anyway, man. Listen, man, I'm excited to be here. Your boy is having a great week. Man, like I told y'all last night, man, killing workouts. Business, just, you know, ideas clear, and just mental health been great. So listen, man, I got zero complaints. And we had a dope episode last night with my guy Will. He's done a couple tech startups, ran a couple marathons, so check that one out. We're gonna have another fire episode today because I got some great stuff for y'all. And listen, man, with all that being said, I got one favor that I ask of y'all on every episode. If it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I gotta hit the like button for the dude whose shirt matches the pillows today, but the pillows don't match the couch. It don't match the cheetah pillow y'all see over here, and it damn sure don't match them bright headphones. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, man, if you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, aka the PBG. And PBG, if you're PBG, I need you to get in them comments, because you can't say you're Playback Gang if you don't have proof of being the Playback Gang. And with all that being said, as far as announcements for the show, I actually don't think I have any today, man. No social media beef. Nobody getting on my nerves. Check out my Instagram, me and Spider-Mode. Spider-Mode ran into me with the tire at the gym. So we was about to squabble. So check that post out on Instagram, me and Spider-Mode. Shout out Spider-Mode. But with all that being said, let's talk to the fan before we start the show really quickly. And let's get it popping. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Daniel Shannon. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What's good? Who we got? Jay Sharp, leg day complete. Now it's time for C. Marty Fit Live. Yes, sir. Janet Sharp doing hip thrusts in order to get fired from his next job. Okay. I see what you did there. Hey, low tier. Hey, when we on this show with the fam, we could do as many jokes as we want to. But when we got outside guests on, you got to chill. We're trying to roast the guests, bruh. You know, we are growing. We getting a little professional. So we're going to have some professional guests on here. So you're going to have to chill, bruh. It's a time and a place for that. You got to pick up on the energy, all right? You know what I'm saying? I had to slow low tear down yesterday, man. But, you know, other than you could do what you want here. You could roast me. But, yeah, just relax with the when we got new guests because, you know, we going to have some high-level guests on here. So just throwing that in for the future. If we going to have the BS, let it be the Maries and the Jamie Cornies and all of them, whatever the name was. Let it be them. I could ban them. But no, I don't want that to come from the fam. You feel me? Indian Dolly, what up? Let's go. Daniel Shannon. See, Marty been on one lately, and I'm always on one. A few months ago, I asked how to get my dad to change his diet. On Tuesday, he had a mild heart attack. Fun's over. I'm coming over, throwing out all the BS food every day if I have to. And that's what you got to do, bro. And Damon, I don't know if Damon's on the show right now, but Damon had a similar situation. Sorry to put your business out there, Damon, but I definitely know. Hit me offline, man, if you want to rap about it. Old intro back. Yeah, I switched it up with the old intro. Big spider in the build. In Washington Hospital Center, after getting pushed off a tire by Swole RG3 with a less brunches, more crunches shirt. hey, bro, you got to get out my way when I'm in the gym, man. You got to get out my way, bro. Beth Ann, what up? And that skit you did with your boy, how the hell he fall down and not get injured? Because it's Spider-Mo, man. Spider-Man, he don't get injured. Y'all stupid for that skit. Thought it was AI. Got it, Unc, my bad. You good. Who was roasting? Low Tier was roasting the guests yesterday, bro. I'm like, bro, we 2 minutes into the podcast. Low Tier gets to roasting them. I'm like, bro, you got to relax, bro. Come on, man. Like, this is business, too. We doing business outside of here. You got to chill, bro. Sorry about your pops, KG. Definitely sorry about that. Prayers up, KG, man. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right, man. You know what we're starting with.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
All right. So we got a lot of excuses in the black community why people want to stay overweight. We got a couple examples today. One, get you a BBW and take her to the gym.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Let's watch the video and then we're going to check it out, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Ellis, the women with the personalities that you like are all fat. So just get one and take her to the gym.
All right.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Let's look at it one more time just to refresh memory.
Fellas, the women with the personalities that you like are all fat. So just get one and take her to the gym.
All right. Listen, man, this is the issue here with this, okay? Now you're saying women that are bigger have better personalities than fit women and smaller women. Again, women always putting each other down when they have some feature or some characteristic, whether that's physical, mental, that another woman doesn't have, they put the woman down. So basically you're saying that girls who are smaller and take care of themselves and are healthier have shittier attitudes than bigger women.
Stop the cap.
We're not falling for that propaganda. Another thing, too, as a trainer, right, I'm going to tell you this, and this is not all bigger women, of course. Some bigger women do want to improve themselves and get better. But a woman who has her mind made up that she's already pretty, she can pull ninjas, she's content, she can go outside and twerk, she can go on vacation and get attention, she'll get validation for being big. 9 times out of 10, you're not changing her mindset. So just to pick a woman and say, well, I'm going to get her to go to the gym. Can it work? It can. It can. Is it guaranteed?
Nope.
I don't think that's a good idea. I'm just being honest. Ladies, put yourself in our shoes. Let's say you want to date a bum dude, right? Hey, I could help this bum dude get his shit together. Can it work? Yes. Is it a good idea?
Nope.
So a lot of people just already have the wrong mindset. Take me as I am. If you want me to get better, it's up to you. When in reality, you know, a man can influence you to get better. A man can influence you to get fitter, eat better, make better decisions, change your lifestyle. But ultimately, we're all adults. It's up to you. It's up to you. So this right here is a bullshit mindset. Because at the end of the day, the man is going to be, he's going to be criticized for trying to help you. Oh, yeah, he want me to be a skinny bee. He want me to be a white bee. How many times have we seen that? He just need to go ahead and date a white girl. So just to go out here and say this is ridiculous, and it's putting down women. Women putting down women. I'm never going to understand that shit. I thought y'all was part of the sisterhood, but clearly not.
Nope.
Ladies, they want y'all to order cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Then it's on the guy to get you fit. It's the guy's fault. Same shit. And ladies, I love y'all, but I got, you know how many women I've trained, they ain't do nothing I ask them to do, but when they don't lose weight, it's my fault.
Nope.
Oh, it's the trainer's fault. This is the same shit. This right here is a shitty mindset, man, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, and you know I'm killing y'all, and it's only the first video, and we just getting started.
Yeah. DeMarco.
Let's get it. Where we at in these comments, man? Yeah, definitely prayers up for KG, man. I've met a bunch of ghetto fat women that had attitude problems.
Nope.
Hey, I'm going to just say this, though. Look at any video in Popeyes. Hold on, I got you. Any video on Popeyes?
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Where it's a fat black woman or fat white woman arguing with the cashier. These are fat women with attitudes. So to sit here and say they have better personalities is... it's absolute cap.
Stop the cap.
Hell, even no ghetto fat women can be bitchy. Okay. I thought you wanted more women in the gym. Why would you discourage this? When did I discourage this? What I'm discouraging is not putting the blame on the man. That's what I'm saying. Don't sit here and tell a man that it's his responsibility to get her in the gym. No, that's her responsibility. You're an adult. Y'all got good jobs and PhDs.
I'm a PhD.
You gonna throw that PhD? You got JD in your and progress in your name, so clearly you're capable of moving forward and leveling up. So it's ultimately up to you. It's not up to the guy, Marie. And I'm telling y'all, if you gonna troll, you got to do better than that. Because I just cooked you.
Let him cook.
And spun your own logic back on you.
Let him cook.
So who has the JD? Me or Marie? Bars. And we just getting started. Nope.
Nope.
Lotus, where you been at? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Where you been at, Lotus? Hey, Marie, welcome to the show. Yeah, welcome to the show, Marie.
Welcome to the show.
Checking in from work. Ain't no dude trying to drag a heifer. I mean, hippo to the gym. See, Marty, what's up, baby? What's up, Hawk? Hey, Hawk, that's a crazy first comment. Get a person who is on the same accord as you can't save the world. Absolutely. No, ma'am. I'd rather interact with the ladies that are already in the gym. Exactly. The hell y'all talking about, ladies? It's ladies at the gym that's already at the gym. Why I'm going to try to get somebody to go to the gym? You see what I'm saying? It's dudes with jobs. Why would you try to date a dude with no job and try to make him get a job? Same logic. Thank you, Coach, for the inspiration in my ear listening to you while I run a few miles. Shout out Kirsten Gilbert. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
So let me get this straight. Get a big girl, take her to the gym to get fit, and then dump her and restart the process. I guess so. The funny thing is there are white women that hang out with black women who are fat themselves, so saying they want a white girl makes no sense. No sense at all. Marie, they would have to go on their own accord instead of their boyfriend telling them to. Also, they might need their man manipulative or something. I mean, hey, look, Marie just want to come in here and do that BS. McDonald's. I overheard you talking about one of your clients about their meal plan. It's not your fault what they eat. You can't tell, but it's up to them. Yep, exactly. And Mike see me in real life, bro. Like, I'm really a coach. Don't get the joke, the big back jokes twisted. Like, I really be out here coaching. I be on their ass. Marie back, yep. What's up, SAG? I'm telling you, Marty, you growing on her. Yeah, Marie loves it here, man. Getting used to this work schedule. Okay, not dragging nobody to the gym. I'm already strong, bro. I like catty men. I don't even, that sounds.
No ditty, you know.
Hey, you like what you like, but that sound a little.
First of all.
And that's
all,
cool if you like
that's
that.
Pass, that's past crazy. Pause.
That ain't us over here. We know you're Captain Marie. It's okay. Anyway, let's keep this thing going. Marie, you're going to love this one. So apparently, all the women that say they're thick, they're juicy, they know they're not thick and juicy.
Stop the cap.
They know that they're overweight already. So let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. I think y'all going to like this one, man. Where is that? If I could find the video. Oh, here you go.
You're not fat. You're thick. No, I'm fat. And you like fat women. Uh-oh. And that's okay.
This whole time, everybody knew? Like, and I owe women an apology. I've been blaming women for blurring the lines of fat and thick for a while now. And it turns out the dudes knew the whole time. Been calling girls thick because they didn't want to admit they like fat girls. And the fat girls knew they was fat, but they just took the thick because they was like, I guess that's what I am. But they knew. And so all y'all knew the whole time. Y'all knew. And then somebody like me said, and I'm an asshole for saying it, but everybody knew.
Yep. Hey, listen, man, it's 2025. It'll be 2026 soon. We're bringing honesty back. We're bringing honesty back. It's okay. Listen, fat, obese, morbidly obese, whatever you want to call it, is glorified now. You're actually encouraged to do it. So there's no need to use terms like juicy and thick no more. And y'all know y'all wasn't juicy and thick. Y'all know y'all fat. If you don't like it, you can do something about it. And if you want to stay there, just stay there. Like I said, it is encouraged. And if you like it so much, why are you going to lie to yourself? Why would you lie to yourself if you already have the features that you like? This shit makes no sense. So next time you hear somebody say thick and juicy, we know it's cap.
Stop the cap.
We know they on bullshit. We know we ain't trying to hear that. And we going to call a spade a spade. And I'm killing y'all already. Let's keep this podcast going. Where we at, man? Catty means mean or malicious. Oh, well, it sound like this.
No ditty, you know.
The nose ring theory. At least she's definitely honest. Damon, what up, bro? This host is very mean and malicious, so thanks for proving my point at low tier. That's fine. You can think I'm mean and malicious, but you came in here and called people peasants. I ain't never called nobody peasants. I just called people big who were big. I called people out of shape that's out of shape. And I give an honest assessment. We don't do name calling here. I ain't call nobody no peasants or beneath me. So let's see who's mean. Let's see who's really mean, because we got the receipts. All the podcasts are on YouTube, Marie. At Wicked, that's not a nose ring; it's a bull ring. The true thick women, in my opinion, work out. Big women that don't work out are not thick. But they gonna tell you they got thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
And yeah, here you are, Marie, again and again. Marie loves it here. The only thick Asian woman I seen work out. So that pretty much proves my point. I agree. Marie, I just gave everyone the definition, not prove your point. Also, don't you have an exam to study for? It's Friday. It is Friday.
Friday.
I don't know. Marie spent a lot of time on here. At least she keeping it real. Yeah. If you hear a dusty Marlboro smoking black dude say thick, don't believe him. Big facts, man. What we got next, man? We got, okay. We have FUPA shaming, apparently, from a personal trainer. All right. Let's watch the video and then I'll explain it after, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Playback gang, y'all hit the like button too, man. Let's check it out.
All you do is get your name moved down. All you have to do is just have a seat.
Whether this was a joke or a clumsy
all you have to do is just have.
So this guy here, he basically tells you if you have this kind of body type, here's a workout to help you. Most of his content is geared towards like sedentary people. Some people aren't able-bodied. Some people have a weird body shape. right? He makes content for them and just basically tell them, yo, this is what you need to do to improve your body composition. Harmless. No big back talk, none of that. Dude's super nice. This girl here had a problem with it. I'm going to start it over one more time.
So what you do is get your leaning boot band. All you have to do is just have a seat.
Whether this was a joke or a clumsy attempt at empowerment, let's set the record straight. That photo, the one you exaggerated with props for views, yeah, that's mine. And guess what?
There's just no helping these people.
How you mad because you built like him? You built like his example, and he's trying to give you a workout to help that front fupa. Just because you got an ass in the back and an ass in the front don't mean you can sit here and get mad at him. I mean, your picture fit what he was talking about. He didn't single you out specifically. Sorry.
One more guy is just trying to help you. What do you mean? That is going to inhibit you from working out. This guy's entire page is just dedicated to helping people that are inhibited by their own bodies. You fall into that category.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Shout out to him. And this is the problem, man. The world is too sensitive, bro. You got people out here with great intentions trying to help, and they still getting slandered. Me, if I get slandered, I already know. I'm talking shit, you know. That makes sense. But this guy wasn't specifically talking about anyone, and everyone's sensitive, man. But at the same time, we got body positivity and obesity empowerment, but people still getting offended. Listen, it's cooked out here, and at the end of the day, fit is always going to win. You never going to see some fit person complaining because someone's doing a fit video trying to help a fit person. But you're going to see fat people complain because a fit person's trying to help fat people. Make it make sense. And this is all it comes down to, man. Everybody doesn't want to improve. Everybody doesn't want to level up. So just leave them there. You want to stay fat, stay fat. You want to stay broke, stay broke. You want to stay uneducated and uninformed? Stay uneducated and uninformed. Leave them alone. I just had a talk with somebody close to me about this. You sitting here, you trying to make people feel better or trying to change their opinion on stuff, leave them. Don't even waste your energy. So, hey, and that's why I'm trying. I'm trying to stop responding to trolls and haters. Not Marie. We could respond to Marie. But I mean like Instagram, TikTok. I'm really trying to stop. I'm trying to just let them stay dumb, stay in your lane. It's hard. I'm getting better. I'm maturing. But anyway, that right there was ridiculous, and it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Where we at in these comments, man? Women who work out, especially lower body, you'll see muscle everywhere. It creates a nice looking shape, especially in the glutes, legs. Lift weights, ladies, and heavy. Absolutely. Bro got a front BBL. That's some people look like that, bro. That's a sign of a poor lifestyle, but they going to tell you it's genetics. Shit crazy. They both look fucked up. Her lip injections have me fucked up. Yeah. Well, dude, he put something in his shirt. He don't look like that. No, that's not dank. Latrice, no one want a damn muscle booty ass. BBW and juicy women are the standard. Fuck the haters. All right. So, Latrice, not sure where that came from. What standard are you talking about? Morbidly obese. I'm not sure what standard that is. That's on the path to plenty health issues. On the path to probably injuries because you're putting a lot of weight on your joints. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, certain types of cancers. I'm not sure what standards you're talking about. So, and this is what people do. They come here and they feel some type of way. And to make themselves feel better, they just say the standard. That's like a dude being broke as hell talking about broke dudes are the standard. Being unemployed is the standard. That's what y'all sound like. So what are you talking about? And last time I checked, the women y'all go see in concerts, them women that work out, they have muscle booties. Beyonce, muscle booty. What we talking about? Sierra, Shakira. I know that's not the black community, but I'm just naming famous women who work out, who make millions of dollars that y'all go pay money to go see. And the list goes on. So what you talking about? There's plenty muscle booties out here with bodies that women admire. Which we will talk about at the end of the episode. But Latrice, don't come in here with that. Don't come in here. Listen. That's the right button.
Wait a minute. Who are
Latrice,
you?
I don't know if you know where you stopped. You might have, maybe this the wrong podcast. You might have stopped, made a wrong turn. You made a right instead of a left. You might want to make the left the next time. This ain't the place for that. She has no ass, nass at all. She can't talk about any beauty standards with the BBL lips. Exactly. You sitting here enhancing your body. So you mad at people that want to improve improve their bodies? Ridiculous. That's a super fupa, super duper fupa, duper duper. Live on a Friday, Devani DX with up. Maybe he should have blurred her face, but she made it worse by responding, confirming it was her. I agree. He could have blurred her face. I agree. Almond Joy Taylor. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, bro. Get the fuck out of here. See you Sunday, buddy. Almond Joy Taylor is wild, bro. I bet Latrice smells like ass and chunk funk and weed. Hey, Latrice, you did it to yourself. You came in here with that energy, Latrice. Who's going to tell her? Yeah, Latrice, just relax. Just, I hope Latrice don't come back. I might actually ignore Latrice's comment if she comments again. I'm going to try my best to. No promises, though. Latrice got a fupa, also based on her profile picture. Yeah.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
Wrong, Latrice. Women who lift definitely stand out. It creates a very appealing and aesthetic frame. It's crazy, bro. Tayana Taylor. Exactly, Tayana Taylor, yep. I agree with Latrice. I don't want no muscle booty and pizza box joint either. Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. Don't hate on muscle. Muscle's not just for looks, but also for functional ability. And people don't understand that muscle don't mean just ripped, super hard competition day, bodybuilding competition day ass muscle. That's not even what muscle is, bro. Plenty of women have muscle and they still soft and feminine. Like, take a trip out to black community.
Baby.
Oh, my bad.
You know, black people.
No. Take a trip out to black community or go to a black gym. You'll see black women like that. If you take a trip out to black community, you'll see white women, Hispanic women, and Asian women like that. Y'all so obsessed with women. Oh, my God. Sorry, Marie. I'm a straight man. I like women. And I happen to train women, so I'm not sure what are we. You are you obsessed with men because you're on my podcast 24/7 trolling? Are you obsessed with men because you always try to tear down men on my podcast? Like, what kind of fucking logic is this? You're not in the JD program. You're not in the JD program. Lotto is faithfully in the gym, absolutely. Nah, facts. Glorilla, exactly. Nicole Murphy, exactly. I hope they're obsessed with women and they're men. And then a guy who's not obsessed with women, who likes men, they're going to shame him for being gay.
No diddy, you know?
Men can't win, straight or gay out here, man. It's crazy. You have to be in a very low deficit to get that shredded. Most of us won't get there. And that's absolutely facts. Even I'm not there. So, hey, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. I'm killing y'all on this Good Friday. Boy needs some water. I need some water. I gotta stay hydrated. Gotta stay hydrated out here, man. What we got next, man? Oh, Marie. You're gonna love this one. Marie and Latrice gonna love this next one, but I see Latrice back in the comments. I said I was gonna ignore her, but I'm not doing a good job of that. Marie, big back females are the majority that complain because there are barely any men who are straight in the fat movements. Oh, brother. Y'all making fun of fupas. Y'all over the net talking about big girls. No man want a hard muscle booty and a protein-obsessed woman. They come to us while they at the gym. They man come to us while they at the gym. Well, we just named multiple protein-obsessed women. So I'm not sure. If we did a survey of majority of the men in the United States, let's go through the women we just named. Nicole Murphy, Glorilla, Lotto, Tayana Taylor. I said Beyonce, Sierra, and Shakira. Okay. If we do a poll with all the men in the United States, would you prefer one of these body types or Big Brenda with a fupa? They're not choosing Big Brenda with a fupa, okay? So you can tell yourself that lie as much as you want to. You might have had a gym niggy in the gym who has no standards for himself, has low standards for himself, right? Pretty sure he wasn't a top-tier businessman, top-tier in whatever lane he's in, whatever he does for a living. Pretty sure he wasn't at the top of that profession. So if that's what you want to pride yourself on being a piece of meat that he come hit on the side, but he paying the bills at his woman house, then you could go ahead and be that. You could go ahead and be that. That's fine. If that's the standard you have for yourself, then hey, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. SAG said.
Stop the cap.
Latrice, the confidence you have is outstanding but delusional. Yeah. You name BBLs and a bunch of light-skinned chicks. F out of here. Glorilla does not have a BBL. I think Lotto has a BBL, but that's the only woman with a BBL we named. Tayana Taylor is not light-skinned. Kelly Rowland is another one. She's not light-skinned. What are you talking about? We show love to every... What are you talking about, bruh? What are you talking about? It's endless dark-skinned chicks that's fit as fuck with bomb bodies. Yo, you can't... Yo, America's cooked. Yo, they try to act like I'm on here just pointing out light-skinned chicks like there ain't no fit dark-skinned chicks. It's fit everything. What the hell is wrong with y'all, bro? Yo, Latrice. They are not. Your fat ass has low-quality loser shitting you up. No guy with standards wants you. You land well. And Latrice, you did it to yourself. Glorilla got that Scrabble box. Yo, nah, Glorilla thick now, bruh. Oh, you talking about the way she talk? I don't know. I don't even know what that meant, bruh. Patrice said, fellas, love that belly deli.
Belly deli?
Even if most women don't look like those celebrities, women who work out are very attractive, it shows. Yeah, man, exactly. I never see big girls get approached at my gym. It doesn't happen. I mean, it does happen. It does happen, actually. Let me take that back. But it's not common. The fit baddies get approached way more. When did color come into play? Yeah, they just threw color in there like crazy. Then I instantly combated that with a fit dark-skinned woman. And we said Tiana Taylor, who's not necessarily light-skinned. But anyway, your fat ass trying to glorify dudes who've been locked up writing you. The trolls out in full force. Bring them on. Look at Sydney Gillen. She retired. Looks bomb as hell now. I got to look her up. Anyway, I saw this video. We're not going to spend too much time on it. Marie and Latrice are going to love this. And they're going to run back and report it to them. And that's fine. I don't care. But this was shade at me and a couple other creators. So let's look at the shade that I saw on my timeline. And people be sending me this stuff too. So it says, oh, let me turn that off. I get that copyright. It says, damn, I gotta take these sunglasses off. The internet mad because they found a fat trainer. Let's check that out. So the internet mad because they found a fat trainer. Uh-huh. Keep going. Yeah. Wait until they find out there's two of us. Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, bro. Hey, listen, man. This guy stinks.
Listen, bro. This is my thing, man. Them ladies, if they're running a business, if they're making money, hey, I'm happy for you. But what I will say is I'm not changing my stance on you gotta practice it if you want to preach it. If you are out of shape, there's going to be certain levels of coaching that you can't tap into because you don't put your own body through what you should be putting your client through, right? Specifically when it comes to conditioning and endurance. Right? Because lifting is not easy. I'm not going to sit here and say lifting is easy, but it's easier to lift than it is to put your body under some type of stress in the different cardio zones. So that's my only thing, man. And like I said, I ain't going to spend too much time on it, but that was definitely shade at me and anyone else who responded and agreed with me. I thought it was funny. But hey, man, listen, shorty, keep doing your thing. You feel me? It really ain't no bad blood. I don't have nothing against you. You probably cool. We probably would sit down and have a bomb conversation. I just disagree with you calling yourself a personal trainer. You can call yourself a power lifter as much as you want to. That's fine. I don't think you a personal trainer. That's all. But that they were sending that to me, man. I thought that shit was funny, man. And I know Marie gonna run back and tell, so that's why I did it. And Latrice gonna run back and tell. And Jamie Corny gonna run back and tell. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta get it.
Dom the Monko.
Yeah, dudes who work out don't really approach fat women as much at the gym. I agree. The regular women with fit bodies don't do all the complaining online. Big girls do all the crying while also trying to convince us they're so confident. And yeah. Usually the women who get the options that they want aren't online complaining. Same with guys. The guys online complaining are not getting the options that they want in real life. It's facts. Tiana Taylor ain't light. She's beautiful. Delulu. She's a trainer. She looks like she's part of a two-person training session, not a trainer herself. Yeah, that's the woman I responded to a couple weeks ago and had the whole internet backlash shit. But I will give her some credit here. She's taking that publicity and running with it and doing some great marketing for her business. So I'll give her that on the business side. I respect that because I would do that shit too if I was her. So I get it. Men can't approach us at the gym. Us girlies rightfully killed that no one wants you sweaty creeps coming up to us. It has nothing to do with size. Pick me, Remy. Okay. Marie, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. They train at Gold's Den Corral. Bruh, shut up. Oh, they work out, I'll give them that. Don't think they should be trainers, not because they don't have the knowledge, but it sets a bad example. Look the part. Cardio is definitely challenging. Boxing, MMA, and running will test your lungs. Yeah, man. Yeah, bruh. All that shit. They are not even trainers. They are trains. Thomas the Train built that. Oh, yeah. You and Spider-Man need a damn show. That skit was funny. Hey, we working on it. We working on it. Thanks, SAG. Bro, leave Carrie alone. Go check the many fat male trainers. You're bullying a woman. Guess what? I checked a fat male trainer, and your boy James Coppola had a problem with that, too. The first time. Your boy had a problem with that. So don't tell me to go check a male trainer. When I do, y'all online bitching. All right. Y'all ain't trainers. Take the L. You understand that shit only exists on the internet. Like, fat trainers are only acceptable on the internet. In real life, like, I promise you, at my gym, if there was a fat dude training, oh my God. Who was at the gym back then? Mike Hawkins, you might have been there. There was one fat girl who was training. And nobody respected her. They actually ran her out of the gym. People was leaving her, going to other trainers that was fit. Other female trainers was coming in, taking her clients. I'm just saying, bro, people don't respect that shit in real life. Y'all can live that shit on the internet as much as y'all want to. I'm a real life guy. I'm a touch the grass guy. I don't live on the internet. Yeah, I post my content and stuff, but what I post is based in real life. I'm a millennial. This Gen Z shit, some of y'all only live on the internet. Don't forget there was a fat ninja who got kicked out of Golden Corral eating there for 4 hours. I saw that. That wasn't AI. You have trouble reading. You probably was one of those athletes getting your homework done for you. What did I misread? Oh, this dumbass comment you left? No. Where was the comment? I don't feel like looking for that shit. What are you talking about? Marie, I'm pretty sure I went to better schools than you. Pretty sure. Basketball paid for great education, so I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You in student loan debt with that weak ass JD and still dumb as hell. The fuck is you talking about? Don't forget there was a fat ninja. Oh, I've read that. Spider-Man with the comment of the night. Definitely bars. Marie doesn't listen to James either because bro would have gone after Unk for both. And he did. He did. You talking about the light-skinned power lifter? Your gym is toxic. Don't get me started. I've watched your gym videos. What are you talking about? You watched my video where the women said they don't want a fat trainer? That's not toxic. That's being smart with your money. I've never seen one fat trainer in real life. Exactly. I've been at Golden Corral, and I've only been there for most an hour for you to be kicked out. Yeah, shit, crazy. She lost all her clients. I remember her. See? Marie's never been to my gym. I doubt Marie went to school. She say, she or should I say he is lying. Off an athlete scholarship, not merit. You still gotta hold up. First of all, let's hold on. You know, if you get an athlete scholarship, you still have to pass the test. You have to get the correct test scores. You gotta pass the test, and you still have to keep your grades up. You still have to do your schoolwork. What are you talking about? There isn't a lower score for athletes. There's no DEI for athletes. You still got to do the same shit the other students are doing. What are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. Y'all just be saying shit and don't know what the fuck you talking about. Always trying to belittle someone's accomplishments. No, just because your ass ain't getting no scholarships don't mean that you could belittle what I have accomplished in my life. Just because you got student loan debts up to your neck don't mean that you can belittle what I've done. Think it might be a skit, the Golden Corral one. Chris Marie and Latrice are here to disrupt you. I'm thinking they know each other. Of course they do. Marie is a textbook example of why they say our women be bitter and miserable. It's equivalent to DEI entry. You're allowed in because you're not. It's not equivalent to DEI. No, I have to do the same shit the regular students do. What are you talking about? Even with athletes that go to Ivy League schools, you know, I didn't end up going to one. I could have gone to one. But athletes that go to Ivy League schools, if you don't have a certain GPA, you can't go there. If Stanford or Harvard, Columbia, all those, Brown, if you don't have the GPA that you need, or you don't have the grades that you need, because they look at all 4 years of transcripts. What are you talking about, bro? She's talking just to talk. Live on a Friday. You kick, what do you say? You kicking ninjas off tires. Don't watch the podcast. What we got next, man? We got, oh, man. See, this is another one, bro. Simps, Bart Simpson's, Homer Simpson's, basically saying that bigger women have elite face cards. And let's see what he had to say.
I say, I don't know if nobody else noticed it. Probably just me. But the big girls, how do I say it? Oh, they face card BT, you hear me? You see how I did it?
For my white people here, face card BT means they have pretty faces. And there are big women with pretty faces, of course. But how are they going to take this? Are they going to improve? What do you think?
Nope.
Are they trying to do this? I mean, are they going to take this and take a jab at smaller and fit women? Absolutely.
I did it with fingers. Yeah. I really liked it, but, you know, I'm 135, 140, so I kind of...
Grown man, 135, 140. So, ladies, my ladies that want to stay bigger, let's pay attention. You have a guy here who's 135, 140, but you say you want a ninja to pick you up.
Nope.
So, you 300 pounds, you want a ninja to pick you up, and you got a 135, 140 man talking about y'all and complimenting y'all. At the same time, y'all said a woman who's 140 is too damn small. But you got men that's 140 hyping y'all up. And y'all don't even want that. Make it make sense.
Stay away from them because they're going to put me through the match. They're going to pin me around this bitch. So, but I do admire y'all from a distance, you hear me? Y'all be pretty as a bitch.
He said I admire y'all from a distance, so he don't even want y'all.
Y'all be looking good.
He don't even talk to y'all. He's giving y'all a compliment and doesn't even talk to y'all.
You hear me? Like I say, I'm a skinny nigga. I'm 5'10", 135.
Oh, brother, man. Listen, bro.
Oh, brother. Yeah, he's so, this guy stinks.
Yeah, he's so articulate. He's such an articulate young man. That's definitely the guy you want to go for. Anyway, listen, the jokes write themselves. I'm never wrong on this podcast. So this is a guy you don't want. And he basically admitted that he don't even fool with y'all. He admire y'all from a distance. And y'all going to go listen to that shit, man. Y'all going to go listen to it. And he can't articulate a sentence, like I said. Wonder what he does for a living. He might be getting a bag though. He might be getting a bag. I could be wrong. But I would assume not. But anyway, it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth. And hey, you know I gotta go. Y'all cutting up in the comments.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh man. Marie, you still need excellent grades, attendance, and behavior to get and keep it. They don't understand. They don't, bro. She probably doesn't even know anybody who played D1. She doesn't even understand that. That shit is a grind, bro. Not only do you have to keep your grades up, you got 3 workouts a day. You got shoot around. I mean, you got individual workouts. You got strength and conditioning. You got study hall, and you got team practice. You got stuff with the team too. And you got to keep your grades up. It's no DEI for college athletes, bro. What are you talking about? And KG, as an actual black woman, I think Marie and Latrice are men posing as black women. Probably. Michael Hawkins, you're right. I should have pressed this.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I bet his dreads stink. Damn. See, this is why we never care what a Dusty say. The fine-ass dudes are overly going. I'm willing to bet that the quote unquote Dusties are the ones hyping up big women, and the fine dudes want fit women. But again, lie to yourself to keep yourself in the same spot. And I pray that you have an awakening in maybe, you know, 10, 20 years. Man, I will shorter than that actually. 5 years. 5 years. 10, you might be cooked. You might be cooked.
Let him cook.
But y'all do y'all thing, though. I know bro dreads and breath stinks. Damn, he fine. So, so Latrice, yes or no? You like 140? You like men that's 135, 140? I'll wait. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
135 to 140, man, no thank you. Latrice, he looked like he wake up at 12 a.m. He talk like Shaq. It's the opposite. Women with slim faces look way better than a fat face. And you see it all the time when they do the comparison when women lose weight. Face looks way better. Tamu Quavo not having it. He ain't going to approach y'all chunk funk holders. T should not be in a man's vocabulary.
We do not care.
But that's what they like, though. That's what they like. As long as they rocking with big joints, they going to accept it. Even if it's a little ditty.
No ditty, you know.
I wonder how long their hood rat's rap sheet is. 5'10", 135. Yo, that's way underweight. Fake Xavier legit pandering. Legit, the dude on the Panthers. Even at 5'10", 140 is wild. Put some muscle on, buddy. As a 5'8 woman, I would look like a crackhead at 140. You clearly know nothing about women's bodies. Marie, you're proving my point. You're literally proving my point. If you would look like a crackhead and he's 2 inches taller than you, what do you think he looks like? And how much do you weigh, Marie? And Latrice, how much y'all weigh? Put y'all weight in the chat. Chat, ask them what their weight is. 5'10", 135, man. Nope.
Nope.
Marie, your reasoning skills suck. He ain't got no money because he ain't got no get money belly.
Belly?
That's definitely underweight, yep. Ron, if I'm late again, but I still haven't watched the last live, I'll be there on Sunday because I have 36 hours off if I'm done studying. We'll be right there with you. See, Marty got woke folk and fat chicks in the comments. Now the pod is growing. Shout out to See Marty Fit. Hey, listen, man. But it's going to get to a point where I can't acknowledge all the comments, bro. I'm going to have to get like a moderator to bring up the good comments. Because it's just going to be too many comments, bro. Unless I'm here for like 3 hours, then I wouldn't give a fuck. How do we know you're not staying with a woman with those pillows and you judging women online? That's a good point. Hey, Latrice might be the first person that actually trolled me correctly.
Dom DeMarco.
Latrice is the first person to troll me correctly. Thank you. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Roast me correctly. Roast me correctly. That was a great point. I bet your eye will water passing by that dude who reeks of urban nicotine. See, Marty said, put your weight up. Yeah, put your waist up, man. A woman who 5'8 or 5'10 still weigh 170 to 180 easily. Hey, man, let's keep this thing going. We'll be back next, man. Latrice cooking with those leopard furry pillows. Yeah, man. You know, I love it, man. That's what I'm talking about, Latrice. Oh, we got people aren't willing to sacrifice to get their workout in. So let's check it out, man. We got this girl here who's complaining. She can't work out because she has to get up early. So let's check this thing out and keep it going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
I have to go in the gym in the morning. I got to be up at 5 a.m. just to make sure I can get to the office.
So she says she got to be up at 5 a.m. to get to the office. So old boy right here, the Asian dude said, go to the gym at 3. I mean, it sounds like he cooking.
Let him cook.
It's not easy, but let's just continue the video and see what else is going on.
I try to go in the gym in the morning. I got to be up at 5 a.m. just to make sure I can get to the office.
Bro, as crazy as that sounds, I need y'all to understand, for 2 years straight, I woke up at between 3:30 and 4.
And listen, most people who are in the gym have hectic lives. They got a lot of shit going on. They got kids. So they're making a sacrifice to be in the gym consistently.
Just to work out. Because if the gym is important to me, right? And if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to work out. Or I wouldn't be able to do the things or get an extra workout in. Like sometimes I was doing 2-a-days. I know the comment section is hilarious because people are like, you know, if you're depressed, stop being sad. But as crazy as that sounds to some people, like if you feel like, well, I got to be at work at 7, so I'm up at 6 getting ready, then wake up at 4:30.
It's really that simple. It's not complicated. And there's millions of people who do it. Sounds crazy at first, but it's doable. Someone in your shoes with a similar job, similar hours, same amount of kids doing the shit.
Then wake up at 4. Facts. There's people who do it. All it means is that you have to go to sleep earlier. And that's really what pisses like the disciplined people or the people who just do what they know they have to do. That's what really pisses us off because it's like, you know exactly what you have to do. Yep. You don't want to. You want to be up at night, doom scroll. You have to take away your personal time at night to give yourself some personal time, meaning the gym or your workout, in the morning.
Absolutely.
You're just giving yourself some time back. That's all you're doing. And people are not willing to sacrifice for themselves.
Absolutely. And it's the same as, you know, if you want to do a side business or a side hustle, you got to work on that thing when you're not at your regular job. It's the same with working out. So it's not comfortable, but the shit has to get done. You got to take care of yourself. So, you know, as we age, you know, guys losing testosterone, atrophy kicking in, right? You're more prone to injury. You're more prone to be sedentary, tight muscles, lower back issues for the fellas. Got to get it in, man. Got to get it in. Got to figure it out, man. So that was a great video right there. Shout out to John Cannon for the great video. And let's keep going in these comments, man. I see y'all trying to cook in the comments, man. I love it, dog. Latrice got to be trolling. I know a Chinese buffet hates to see her coming. We already know C. Marty lives with a Big Bertha white woman. Yeah, Big Bertha white woman named Becky. Aren't offices open 9 to 5 instead of 5 to 9? Facts. I love working out late night, early morning. Those definitely the best. Only thing about the late night workouts, I can't go to bed after that. Be up all night.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I hate that. Or go to the gym after work. It's not that hard. After work is an option too. That's my schedule. Got to get it done by all means necessary. Absolutely trolling. This fool came from my trainer unprovoked. We need tariffs on podcast opinion. Well, I mean, listen, you can say that, you know, it was unprovoked, but you know, if you market yourself as a trainer and you're morbidly obese, people going to put it out there. If you put anything on the internet, people are going to respond. I put stuff on the internet daily. People going to respond. People talk shit in my comments daily. That's what comes with the territory. Just like you put this out here and we cooking your ass and that belly hanging out in your profile.
Belly, daily.
You put yourself on the internet, you're going to get cooked. So then we do need tariffs on a podcast opinion. We need tariffs on the opinion of you could be morbidly obese as a trainer. That's what we need. If you can't run a mile as a trainer, put some tariffs on that opinion. If you out of breath walking up the steps as a trainer, put some tariffs on that opinion. If you can't do a box jump as a trainer, put some tariffs on that opinion. That's why I work nights at the gym in the afternoon. Absolutely. I get off at 7, 8 a.m. I'm not totally wiped. I go straight to the gym. If not, I wake up at 2, 2:30 to make it to the gym and shower before starting at 7 again. Yeah, but I mean, look, both work, you know. We need to start just ignoring men, and especially men who just yap online. This is just tiring. Okay, then date somebody who don't have an internet presence. It's that simple. There's women online who yap online, too. It's not just men. You know that, right? You understand that. Latrice, was that big female your personal trainer? I guess so. You're not going to be there all day. The excuses got to stop. Marie, ever since you came on, you've been on this podcast with consistency. Yeah, Marie more consistent than a lot of playback gang. Shout out to the playback gang. Late night workouts are hard to go to bed. Less people in my way. Plus, I got no kids, so I'm not worried about losing some sleep. Big facts. He talked like he from Mitchellville. Soup Sandwich ENT. What up, dog? Wait, who was her trainer? I thought she said nobody wants a muscle. Basically, I guess she's that girl who's who's like, I'm a personal trainer. the big personal trainer. I guess that's her trainer. Why are you body shaming a woman? You're just uncouth. Okay, that's how you interpret it. That's how you interpret it. Anyone is free game. The fuck you mean? Exactly, bro. Everybody get this smoke. Andy and Dolly, exactly. She's trying to eliminate competition. It's best to go to the gym early in the morning. I agree, Tony Scorpio. Marie says she ignore men, but she here every day. Got to rest for the race tomorrow. Oh, yeah, Mike, do your thing, brother. Marie has a crush on Chris. Who knows, man? All right. We got fitness influencers are lying. So let's check out some of the bullshit fitness influencers talking about. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man.
Something you'll get a lot of hate for if you say it out loud.
95% of fitness influencers are full of shit. They're lying to you and they manipulate you. And I'm going to show you the exact strategy that they use every time. Step one is they make some ridiculous claim going after your insecurities with a crazy timeline. Like FUPA, gone in 2 weeks. This one movement, I dropped 3 inches from my waist and flattened my tummy.
And as we know, you're not losing belly fat off of the ab exercise you do, right? That comes straight from your diet, straight from the kitchen, and obviously consistent activity, but it's mostly the food you eat, man.
Hold all your weight in your stomach. Do this one exercise. Step two.
And that was a dumbass exercise.
Two, they show you some novel exercise that you've never seen before.
That's what I'm saying, bro. If you fall for that, you're cooked.
Because it makes you think, oh, that's why I'm not in shape. I'm not doing that one exercise. Step three, buy my 6-week challenge. It's the same strategy every single time. I'll show you video after video after video. When the truth is, you have to do the basics really, really hard.
And I actually have a 6-week challenge too, but I'm coaching you every day and doing daily check-ins with you. A lot of these people have a 6-week program. You buy it and never hear from them. You never can get in contact with the trainer.
For a long period of time, like these people have real transformations with realistic timelines, which is years. The truth is, if you want real results, it's not very exciting. It's not very entertaining. It's not going to get millions of views. But if you want to totally change your body, you have to totally change your life. There are no shortcuts. So stop following these influencers with millions of followers who are just lying to you and giving you false hope.
Oh, facts, man. Listen, man. Understand that the process is boring as fuck. It's so boring, man. So a lot of people will try to promise you some quick fix, or, you know, they'll try to manipulate you just to get your money. And it's not sexy. It's not. You're going to do the same exercises all the time. You're going to be eating the same shit. And even if you switch it up, you're going to get tired of it. Right? I just had yesterday? I was like, what the fuck? The ground chicken, rice, green beans, and carrots. I didn't feel like eating that shit. But But hey, listen, we got to eat clean. You know, I don't know if y'all saw my story post yesterday, but you know, I'm doing like a lean bulk right now, but that's what's required. I'm drinking over a gallon of water every day. It's boring. It's repetitive, but hey, it is what it is. That's just how it goes. So anybody selling you some quick shit, they're lying. They didn't do that to get the body. And if they did, let's see. Show me the results. Show me when you started doing that bullshit and to now, and you're still doing that bullshit. All right. So we're gonna keep it real here, man. You know, I know everybody don't like that, but hey, that's what we're here for, to tell the truth. Hey, you know we gotta go. Let's keep this thing going. Let's get in these comments, man. I don't train for an iron booty like those gym girls. My man needs something soft to lay on. You need a job, the one you didn't get since you didn't go pro. And see, that's what I'm saying, bro. And you sitting here talking about your man needs something soft to lay on. And you 45% body fat. That ain't something soft to lay on. And if your man is laying on that, you're his literal only option. He did not turn down a baddie to lay on that.
Belly, belly.
All right, and he ain't gonna tell you that, but I'm gonna tell you that. I'm a man, so I'm promise you. So go ahead, and not saying that you didn't go pro. Okay, that's fine. Less than 1% of high school athletes go to Division I schools and get a full ride scholarship. And even a smaller percentage go to the NBA. And in the NBA draft, there's 60 picks. And even all of those 60 don't make the NBA. So that's not a diss. That's not a diss. You know my background. I don't know your background. The only background I know about you is you was at Wendy's. You was at Burger King. You was ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And you was walking around like this. Since you listen, that's cool. I hope you and your man happy. But hey, it is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Abs absolutely start in the kitchen. Try this 10-minute dad bod exercise for a month for weight loss. Gimmick, trying to get your money. High ticket sales. They're gonna get you on a coaching call. Try to close you. Take your money. You never hear from them again. I bet Diddley's giggling with joy. Oh, brother, here you go. It'd be chicks with BBL selling the workout plans. Exactly. Some of them influencers take PED or steroids and show you how bullshit works. Absolutely. And a lot more influencers are coming out and being honest about their steroid use, which, you know, I'm cool with that. But it's a lot of guys on here lying that are not natural at all. At all. The men saying I like the host are just admitting they find him attractive. Okay, when you get called out, now you got to call guys gay. Typical tactic. I called you out for this a couple weeks ago. If y'all thought he was ugly, I wouldn't say that. He's big bro and aspirational to you, not me. Oh, bro. That ground turkey be making me so mad, but I still got to eat it. It got to eat. Exactly. Latrice got to eat. Where am I like you gotta eat button at?
It gotta eat.
And a lot of the times, fit people who stay in the gym sometimes hate going, but we do it. Absolutely. When they say get this detox thing, y'all know y'all got a liver. As long as you're not abusing it with alcohol and poison, it does all the detox. You don't need some expensive green powder. And I had a client, this was years ago, she asked me what was a good detox. And I was trying to explain to her, your body can detox itself. You don't need a detox tea. She looked at me like I was stupid. And I was like, all right, look, you ain't gotta listen. If you really looking for a detox tea, I don't have an answer for you. I don't use that shit. I don't believe in that shit. I don't tell women to go get that shit. Don't feel bad. I had balsamic rice, bell peppers, onions, and sirloin tips for dinner. Yeah, just boring, man. Chicken gets old. Facts. One of my routine meals, 6 nights a week, lean beef, rice, broccoli, squash, stays on repeat. And that's what you got to do, man. I eat the same thing every day. My folks look at me crazy. You got to deal with it. Latrice says the word ion. I think I know what state she's from. Let's take a guess. Let's take a guess. Ion. That sounds like down south. I'm not sure. I'm going to say Georgia. Fact, SAG chicken does get tired of getting ate out all the time. My toxic trait is if someone is funny, I watch regardless. I used to binge watch Kevin Samuels till he kicked the bucket. Mans was funny. I don't know what kick the bucket means. Like, just you could have just said until he passed, you know, like, what the fuck? A lot of fitness influencers are just socially awkward nerds with muscle. A lot of them are socially awkward. That's why I don't fuck with them. Yo, you go to real life and see some of these fitness influencers and they're losers. Like, who the fuck is this guy, bro? I do salmon, shrimp, tuna, turkey, and tofu and take a break from chicken. They got a BBL stripper gang that train at Gold's and the Noon Job Crew. Bro, the Noon No Job Crew, bro. I got a funny story about that, but I ain't going to say nothing. I got it, not directly, just something somebody said about him was insane. Marie, you think Unc is funny? She might want you to become her trainer. No, thank you. Kick the bucket. Never heard a female say that. I think Marie and Latrice are in the DMV. It's possible. Not only the liver detox, it has regenerative properties. You must abuse it for years for your liver to start failing or have genetic issues. But to speed up the process, just start smoking. Makes sense. Any bulking tips, C? Lift heavy, and you gotta absolutely tear, rip, destroy that muscle tissue. You've gotta destroy that muscle tissue. Your lift has to be uncomfortable. You're gonna have to cut down your rep ranges. It's gonna be a lot of 3 to 5s. And you're still gonna have to do some volume for muscle endurance too. But you gotta lift heavy. And I would say this, one thing that helps me in a bulk is when I'm doing my progressive overload, usually something I would do for like 6 to 8 reps, 5, 6, 7, 8 reps, I'm doing AMRAP for the last set, as many reps as possible. So really exhaust that muscle. You got to get uncomfortable if you really try to bulk. So I say that much, too damn much. See, Marty will get Latrice and Marie right. You talk to a bunch of cartoon profile on a Friday, talk about my body all you want. I don't have to eat gross food and force feed myself days old chicken and broccoli. That's fine. I'm sure you eat it all. I'm sure you had Cold Stone. I'm sure you had Five Guys. I'm sure you're doing everything. And listen, if that's how you want to live your life, do that. I know when I'm 50, I'm going to still be looking bomb as hell. You know, I know I'm going to still be looking great and feeling great. So, hey, do what you want with your life. I'm not going to make you feel bad about it. You could try to make me feel bad about it, but, you know, I'm a science guy. So do your thing. Too damn much. You're welcome, brother. If you want to bulk, drink Hennessy and brown liquor. Don't watch the podcast. Latrice, you already know the junk you eat is disgusting and offensive to people who aren't addicted, taste buds. Just did a D-Lo week, one set for 2 minutes, not easy. Yeah, man. Anyway, we got one more video before we get out of here. We got one of the muscle butts that Latrice is talking about. So let's check out the muscle butt. This is the girl, Nat Celine. She actually went viral for her back picture. She had the dress on with the back out a couple years ago. She was posing like on a rooftop and the picture went viral. She's going to take us through her fitness journey. And this is perfect that Latrice said muscle butt. So let's see, guys on the show and ladies on the show. Guys on the show, let me know if you prefer muscle butt over a BBW or vice versa. And ladies, let me know if you desire muscle butt body over BBW body and vice versa. Let's check it out.
One thing that I'm constantly amazed on how many times I see this picture.
Would you believe me if I said that these pictures have over 30 million reshares and have been spoken about all over the internet? You've seen every single girly in the gym hitting back, making a change.
Yeah, her picture went viral as hell. Girls was talking about it for months.
And it's all because just that one picture. Don't want to claim that we are all doing bad because of that picture. But I know for a fact that that picture made some sort of movement. God, let's just start right at the beginning in 2016 when I started gym. And I'll tell you how it all started. When I started, I just had so many...
So you saw the picture with her back out on the rooftop. This is where she started. And it said 2016. I think that picture went viral in 2023. So you talking about 7 years of consistency to get that kind of body.
Insecure is about being extremely just skinny. And because of it, I started to go gym and I worked on my lower body only. And let's be real, I will always say, I'm never going to do upper body. I don't want to look muscly. But over time, I just learned that working your upper body will just create balance. And the moment I did, I saw the instant change in my physique, which mainly was on my back. And in that moment, I saw my back develop its own personality. But only a few things changed. My mentality and my diet. My mentality because I changed the way.
Because when you change your mentality, you stop eating for pleasure. You stop eating for satisfaction. You stop eating to get full. And you start eating for these results. Eating for fuel. Eating for energy. And eating to look bomb as hell.
I thought about upper body. I dedicated more days to it. And I fell in love with it. And I just changed my food. I ate healthier, calorie deficit for a few months just to lose extra fat. And I ended up having the back that I have. On my next video, if you want to know how it happened, I'll be showing you exactly what I did.
Hey man, shout out to her for the transformation. And that's prime example right there for the petite girls that are scared to lift weights and think they just gonna go in the gym and just become like a bodybuilder, just become bulky as fuck. And it just don't work like that. Like, you could change your whole physique and still have this slim, feminine, petite look. So, you know, that's a great example right there. And it's all types of women, men in the gym with your body type that have, you know, gotten the transformation. The thicker women, it's a whole bunch of thicker women that change their whole physique up. So it can happen with anybody. There's no certain look, but you can always get results and you can always improve. And also remember, it's no staying the same. There's no, oh yeah, my body just, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to stay here. No, it's going to change. Fellas, like I just mentioned it earlier, testosterone dropping and atrophy kicking in. And then ladies, y'all got all types of changes as y'all age. All types of them. So get in there, man. And resistance training, muscle building is going to be the key to it. Of course, you need cardio. Of course, you need your diet. But get in there, lift some weights, and you got to train your body how to build muscle. It's going to increase your metabolism. You're going to burn more calories at rest. That's how you get rid of the fat on your body. And remember, excess fat on your body is what? Toxins. It's toxins in your body, no matter how you want to frame it. You can have a fat ass and still have excess fat on your body. So remember that. And those excess toxins give you, I guess you're more prone to preventative diseases. So remember that shit. Get in the gym. Get that work in. Let's get in these comments before we get out of here. Where we at, man? Daniel Shannon said, muscle bust all day. Wicked Scorpion, muscle butt. Andy and Dolly, muscle bust for the win. Them things be moving for real, for real. Another story for another day. Devonny DX, muscle butt. Very aesthetic, very aesthetic. No BBL, BBW, or thick beating that. Absolutely not. She looks great. Gym girls are miserable, eating old meal prep, sore body, never happy with their body and all that. And they man still glancing at the natural big booty babe walking by. Well, one, there's plenty of gym girls with a big butt, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. And looking bomb as hell, not sure what you're talking about. That ain't miserable. And you act like it ain't big joints out here and Popeyes arguing at the drive-thru, getting in fights. What are you talking about? Plenty miserable big girls out here, bro. You ever seen a big girl look at a fit joint and how they envy them? How they look at them with hate and disgust? and try to make their lives miserable, fit girls tap in. I know one thing. My mom is super fit, and she gets so much hate from big joints. That's the hardest part for people who are trying to get in shape. Kick your food addictions, and you will start to see the real results. Big facts. She fire. Give me that back. Love it. She cute, though. Oh, well, whatever. Muscle butts. Natural muscle growth is proof that fitness is a lifestyle. It's not about a pump. It's about consistency and eating habits. Absolutely. She stopped eating mac and cheese and got a MacBook butt. Oh, brother, here you go. Here you go. She looks amazing. I have her picture in my Pinterest board as inspiration. The big girls who get in shape be looking fire. That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying, Latrice. You sit here and say fit girls are miserable, but there's big girls who get in shape. They still thick. They got the thick thighs. They still got fat ass. They done made their waist slim. Are they miserable too? Because they ate clean. They ate chicken, broccoli, and rice too. So, and drank hella water and went to the gym 5 a.m. So what are you talking about? Ladies, when that estrogen drop after menopause, we're gonna wish you lift weights because those brittle bones. And y'all know, as you get older, you know what they say. If you fall down and break a hip, or you get a knee replacement, and that's your path for your life to start declining rapidly, declining even more than what it already is. So remember that too. Girl, I ain't miserable. All right, I'm going to say it. Uh-oh. Ron, if the bones get weak after that, they do. Anybody ever met a small Latrice? Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, he said it, not me. Estrogen helps prevent osteoclast activity, cells that break the bone. Weight lift helps strengthen by stimulating osteoblast cells that build the bone. Okay, well, hey, you got it there. I'm assuming that's like, I'm assuming that's related to osteoporosis, something in that family, I'm assuming. But, yeah, Rhonda Von here breaking it down for us, man. But, hey, man, another fire episode on the Less Crunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Loss of bone density for some women can start as early as age 30. So many women still have no knowledge of the importance of lifting weights. It's a beautiful biochemical process. Yeah, man. Get in there, man. Get in there. Lift that weight and strengthen them bones, man. So listen, appreciate y'all watching. Child, I'm not coming to this podcast. All I know is I get 1,000 likes on Tinder weekly, and I'm making money. By the way, don't come for my online trainer again next. Please don't come back. And high-level niggas ain't on Tinder. What the fuck? Who's on? If one of my boys is on Tinder, I'm smacking their phone out their hand. What are you talking about, bro? You understand? Them dudes on Tinder get no buns in real life. They on there looking for something easy to smash.
Nope.
Hey, ladies, y'all got to tighten up. Y'all got to learn game. The thing is, most girls know game. For you not to know that is pretty disturbing. Most women know game. Like, dudes, we think we know game, but women, they playing the game before us a lot of times. For you to think that means some shit is fucking retarded. Dr. Ronald with the facts. Osteopenia then progressed to osteoporosis. Okay, well, I'm learning today. Latrice is from down south like me, so I feel ashamed drinking sweet tea. Tinder? Bro, who goes on Tinder and looks for quality men and quality women? What is wrong with you? Bro. Yo. Nah, real shit, bro. America's cook and the black community's cook, bro. I can't believe she just said Tinder. I can't believe that shit. She tried to flex on me with a damn Tinder. Oh. Yo, there's no way.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
You can't make this shit up, bro. She act like she really did something embarrassing. Hey, Marty, I burn 1,500 to 800 resting calories a day. I admit I do more cardio than I lift weights. Do you know how much resting calories am I supposed to burn as a 56-year-old black man? That's going to be hard to tell, man. It's based on your weight. And I can't just say a number off the top. But, I mean, 15 to 1,800 is high. Also, what lifts are you doing? And how many, you said, I do my cardio and I lift weights. What lifts are you doing and how many lifts are you doing a week? Where the hell is the tank? It's Friday. Oh, my God. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I like trolling on the internet, but I'm a big nerd in real life. Got multiple publications. I love it, man. Pick Misha. Come on, Chris. I thought you were college educated. LOL. I thought you knew everything. Mm-hmm. Can you say Tinder Swindler? Exactly. Hey, yo, chill, bro. She ate y'all up. No, I literally just cooked her. What are you... I literally just cooked her. What are you talking about? She ate us up with Tinder? Oh, black communities cook. First, this is the issue here. This is the fucking issue. First of all, if Latrice and Marie are really black, the black communities cooked. And this is a bad look for our women. This is an L for the black ladies today. If they're not black women and they're posing as black women and say they're white men or white women who were mad at my post, this is what white people think of the black community. So the black community is cooked either way. We're cooked. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. Yeah, we're done. Let her cook. She definitely ate y'all up. Oh. Jamie Corny. Tinder is not a flex. It's 2025 on Tinder. It's crazy, bro. A dating website, she's fried. Marie and Latrice must be cousins. Bless their hearts. Yeah. Maybe it's one person running all three troll accounts. It's very possible. Whoever's sitting in front of them with three fucking laptops or three phones is a fucking loser. Oh, man. I don't believe Marie is a woman. It's a gay dude. Hence him saying, what's your body fat percentage? It's possible. Oh, brother, this gal guy stinks. Latrice came in swinging belly.
Belly, belly?
Y'all must want a pic of my coochie or something. No, thank you. You give stinky coochie energy. No, thank you. We're good. They in a group chat. A phone, an iPad, and a laptop. Yeah, anyway, man. Like I said, another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Shout out to the playback gang. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, X, YouTube, where you watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Cop some gear, lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. I attach all the gear to my videos on YouTube, just because your fupa big.
Big, just because my fupa big.
I attach all my gear to the videos here, man. We live again Sunday. I don't know what time yet. Around 5 p.m. That's my goal. 5 p.m. Might be before, might be after, but there will be a live. You can always catch the playback, gang. And listen, man. You know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all on Sunday, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Shout out to the playback gang. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media, see Marty Fit on every platform, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts, and do me a favor, cop some gear, Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness, and you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.